On a recent National Pork Board mission to Panama and Colombia, U.S. Meat Export Federation staff helped the delegation get a firsthand look at the expanding market and growing demand for U.S. pork in the region. USMEF Chair-elect Randy Spronk, a longtime pork industry leader, was in the region 4 years ago, and he says the promotion of U.S. pork by local retailers has been greatly improved.
From seeing the retail stores then versus now, at that time, it was a frozen product, but sliced, not packaged, and in an end cap. And I'm just going to be honest with you, I thought it was a very poor display of the product. To coming back in here now, how we saw still was frozen product that was sliced, but it was actually on the foam tray packs and actually wrapped individually. So presentation within the grocery stores really improved from 4 years ago. So we do see this gradual evolution of the growth of the market, and I think actually the presentation of our product as the cold chain matures.
As the U.S. pork industry seeks to diversify global demand, Central and South America will be key growth areas.
We have a tendency to look to Asia and think that's our only potential for exports, but really when you look at Central, South America, Latin America, you roll up all those countries, they have the population and the opportunity to be another Mexico. And so I think when you talk about diversification, actually, we need to be actually looking south here, to actually looking to Latin America, to look in Central America, and look in South America countries. The difficulties is each one of them is an individual country that we have to look at and grow that market. But Colombia and Panama are just two excellent examples of what we can do. Colombia in particular, when we got a free trade agreement with them in 2012, so we've been in that market for 10 years here. How we started out with $10,000 of checkoff money, just working with producers and they're again marketing generic pork today here to look at the tonnage and the product that we're moving into that Colombia in a 10-year period is phenomenal.
For more, visit USMEF.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harris.